Hi, my name is Shanice. I'm calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance on a recorded line.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm just reaching out because the agent told me that you were in need of assistance. Could I just get you to verify your first and last name for me?
Yes, ma'am. Tremaine Alford.
All right. And what type of service are you needing on today?
Just a tow truck. Take my car back home.
And what's the year, make, and model? Make sure I have that information correct.
Yes, ma'am. It's a 1983 Chevrolet Impala.
And what color is it?
Black.
Black. You said a tow service. What's the reason for tow? Just will not start?
Yes, ma'am.
And will it shift into neutral?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know if it's a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or neither?
It's neither.
Okay, just have to ask a few questions to make sure the provider is fully prepared. If it doesn't apply, then you can just say no. All right, so the first one is asking, is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No.
Has the vehicle been worked on or modified to make it stay low to the ground?
No.
It's clearance less than 8 feet. I know that one's a no. You already told me a wheel shift, not a four-wheel. Do you consider your vehicle as an antique?
No.
Service is not a result of a car accident. Correct.
Say that one more time.
Service is not a result of a car accident, correct?
No.
Okay, so I'll put no for that. Allow me just a moment. Just waiting on my system, even just a moment.
Okay.
Be here with you, just waiting on my system.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, are the keys going to be on scene with you when the provider arrives?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to be there with the car? Okay, now are you going
Yes,
to
ma'am.
need a ride with the tow truck provider?
Yes, ma'am.
How many people?
Just one.
All right, so now I just have to get you mapped and located. So as best as you can you tell me where the vehicle is currently located?
I'm on Interstate 2059, I think it is. Right near the exit 130, head toward Atlanta.
Heading towards Atlanta. Is that like northbound or eastbound?
Yes, ma'am. I think we're going northbound. Y'all are in Birmingham, right?
No.
You're not? Okay. Okay, because I got an out of town number. I'm actually in Birmingham, so.
I want to try to do one more thing to better locate you. Just one more thing. I just sent out a text to your phone. If you could check your text message and click on the link and tell me the latitude and longitude numbers, I can better locate you.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. But now when I get it.
Did you get it, the text?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you click on the link?
Ma'am.
Did you click on the link? There should be a link.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Does it tell you the latitude and longitude numbers?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
All right. Can you tell me what the latitude and longitude is?
Latitude or the longitude?
Mm-hmm.
Is 45.
Mhm. It should say something like 45 point something with some more numbers.
For the longitude?
Well, the longitude is going to have like a negative sign before it, but that latitude, it should have more than just 45. Like it should have 45 point something with some numbers.
Okay. I got you. I thought you said the latitude, but it's 33.549270.
All right, and then what's the longitude?
86.749045.
All right, in just a moment, so I can put it in my mail. And you said you were on I-259 or just
I-59?
I-2059. You said you're on I-2059?
Yes, ma'am. In Birmingham.
With that, because, I mean, I see on the map, I'm looking at, like, a satellite view of the map, and I can see I-59. Then I also see I-20 as well. So, I don't see a, 2059. So,
yeah,
that's what I was asking.
I'm right close to, like, I think that's 130.
Let me try to just look for the exit.
You see the Birmingham Airport? I'm literally right across the street almost from the Birmingham Airport, but on the highway.
Okay, I do see the airport. Let me zoom in and find the closest exit. I see 130.
That's where I'm at.
Okay. So I'm going to map you here by the 130 exit. All right, and now I need the address of where we are taking your vehicle to.
Yes, ma'am. It's 8153 Rugby Avenue, Birmingham, Alabama, 35206.
35206. Okay, it's going to a house, right?
Yes, ma'am. Now, the thing about it, I'm going to have to probably park it in the backyard, and it's an alley. And I just need to, if I can at least just get it in the yard, because it's kind of tight. If I can at least just get it in the yard, that'd be cool.
Okay. All right. So now that I have you mapped and located, I just have to reach out to get you a provider. Once I locate a provider, you will receive a text message letting you know the name of the company, and their phone number and the estimated time of arrival.
Okay.
All right. I'll go ahead and get started. Thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I sure appreciate you.
You're welcome.